This podcast is brought to you by Military True Crime Addict, a podcast focusing on true life events of military personnel, veterans, and those associated with the military. Give a voice to the victims and hear their side of the story. Raise awareness of the heinous crimes and support those most impacted. Military True Crime Addict is available wherever you get your podcasts, and you don't need to know anything about the military to listen. Now, back to the show.
Waka. Hello,
I'm B. Nicole, and this is Buried on the Tundra.
I wish to acknowledge that I record this podcast on the ancestral land of the Yupik Chupik people. I acknowledge this is not only in thanks to the indigenous communities who have held relationships with the land for generations, but also in recognition of the historical and ongoing legacy of colonialism. Additionally, I acknowledge this as a point of reflection for all of us as we work towards dismantling colonial practices.
Anvik is the town we're going to begin our story with today. It is 134 miles northeast of Bethel. Should take you about 69 minutes to fly there on bush plane. And it isn't a Yupik or Chupik village, but it is a Dagon Hittin village tribe. I'm not sure how to pronounce it. There wasn't a pronunciation online, but this is a subgroup of Athabaskan. It's actually only one of three tribes in that subgroup. Anvik means exit in Yucatan. The most recent population was 85 people, which was a decline from the 2000 census of 104. In 2000, it was also recorded there were 39 households and 23 families in the village. Racially, it was 94 Alaskan Natives, 9% white, 1% was one or more races, and 1% was Hispanic. The median family income was $18,125, and a household was $21,250. 40% of families and 44.2% of the population were living below the poverty line. The main setting for this story, however, is the Yukon River. The Yukon River begins in the Yukon Territory in Canada and flows 1,982 miles to the Bering Sea. This river is the longest river in Alaska. The river was a pivotal source of transportation during the Klondike Gold Rush. And the Anvik River is a tributary to the Yukon. In 2015, Nat Geo Channel featured the Yukon River Run series. On October 5th, 2017, an older Caucasian gentleman is seen approaching the village of Anvik. He is rowing himself in on a homemade raft created with multiple logs tied together by rope, plywood on top of the logs to create a surface. There are several plastic totes, along with plastic bags, scattered on top of the raft's surface. The oars are made from logs with pieces of plywood at the end. In articles, it was referenced to looking like a Huckleberry Finn raft. Anvik officials were aware that the drifter was headed their way. Anvik has no law enforcement present. Once the drifter was spotted, five of the leaders of Anvik met him on the river. The leaders noticed that on the raft, near the man's feet, were rifles. They told him he was not allowed to come into the village because he fit the description of a suspect who has burnt down several cabins on the Yukon River. The man denied the accusations. He stated he just needed tobacco. The Anvik leaders went and got supplies for the man. They provided the drifter with canned beans, mandarin oranges, and some packages of marbles. While passing the supplies over to the drifter, he was asked what his name was. He identified himself as Gerald Harrison. Gerald stated he didn't know where he was going. The leaders then left Gerald and contacted the troopers. Anvik was on alert for several days, with boats going back and forth to check for him. But the man on the raft was never seen from again. Who is Gerald Harrison? Gerald Harrison has a long criminal history going back to 1985 in Valdez. He has charges from Anchorage, Bethel, Fairbanks, Ruby, Galena. And in 1997, Harrison earned the nickname Slop Pail Jerry for throwing the contents of a honey bucket into the back of a truck owned by the mayor of the village of Ruby. At the time of the cabin burnings, he was in his mid-50s. He was around 6 foot, 160 to 170 pounds, and was last seen by the Alaska State Troopers January of 2017. Slop Pail Jerry was a politically opinionated homeless man living in Fairbanks, September of 2016. During this time, he went to a city council meeting and ranted about Councilwoman Joyce Huntington. This was the last meeting he would attend. On July 20th, 2017, three cabins were burnt down, north of Galena, all owned by Joyce and her family. Left behind were threatening notes. Shortly after, another fire was set to three buildings in Grayling. Small notes were left, again, by campsites, claiming that Joyce Huntington was an evil shaman who tortures people to death to get her way. There are a few other things on the notes that were a little racist. If you'd like to read them, they will be on the website. The notes were similar to what Harrison had ranted about at the Fairbanks City Council meeting he attended last. Why Harrison is so frustrated with Joyce was unclear. On August 24th, 2017, Galena held a town meeting. During this time, they talked about the cabins being burned and Gerald Harrison. Gerald had began looting cabins in June of 2017, taking guns and food. He was believed to be very dangerous and no one should approach him. They knew Harrison was capable of living off the grid because he had one time dug into the side of a cliff and lived there for several years until the troopers had to come and get him. The belief was that Harrison was traveling by canoe down the Yukon at night and hiding the canoe in the woods during the day. They believe he had binoculars, guns, rifles, food from cabins, radio, and paper journals. After the town hall meeting, a post was made on Facebook describing Gerald and giving all the facts and details that anyone would need to know that he was very dangerous and who to contact if they had seen him. The Alaska State Troopers never announced publicly any suspect for the cabin burnings on the Yukon. They do, however, want to catch Harrison because he has an active warrant from Fairbanks out. Gerald Harrison hasn't been seen since 2017. There are quite a few theories out there of what could have happened to him. One theory is that Bush justice could have been put in place. He could have drowned. He could have committed suicide. He could still be living out there. Or he could have died of natural causes. Right now, Jerry would be 63 years old. If you or anyone you knows where Gerald Harrison is, please call the Alaska State Troopers at 1-800-811-0911 or the Galena Trooper Office at 907-656-1233. I want to give credit where credit's due. Craig Midred has done tons of articles on Gerald Harrison. His website will be linked in the source material for this case. Please go there. He has tons of articles on him. He calls him the Yukon Madman, and he has a lot of the photos that I've also shared, and I will put credit on all of the photos for him that we'll send you to his website. Please go look at it. You can find case pictures, source materials, and a case map showing you the locations of each of the villages I've talked about. Go to buriedonthetundra.com. You can follow me on Facebook at Buried on the Tundra. You can also follow me on Instagram at Buried on the Tundra Podcast. Like, subscribe, review the podcast on whatever platform you're using. Next week is not really a true crime case, but I think it's very important for everyone to hear and understand. We're going to discuss the COVID-19 death of Joe Xavier. If you'd like to suggest a case, please send an email to buriedonthetundra@gmail.com. Warmest wishes from the coldest state.